You're listening to Across the Park with Joel Kassam, Gabby Morris, and Mick Rad. Welcome to Across the Park, a very multi-award-winning sports show. I'm Joel Kassam, and here to help me dissect all things Winter Olympics, NRL, cricket, Super Bowl, and a whole heap more are my dear acquaintances and valentines. It's Mick Rad and Gabby Morris.
Yay!
Hello! We're in the same room together. It's very exciting.
Guys, did you know that it's Valentine's, not Valentine's Day?
Who says Valentine's?
Who would ever say Valentine's Day?
Maybe children who struggle with N&Ms. And we'll talk about M&M later.
We will talk about M&M.
Oh, segue.
N&Ms, two separate letters of the alphabet. I feel like most people already know it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah, what a joke. Right?
Didn't do anything then, Gab? No special little roses?
You know, nah.
Do you know what I did?
What?
And I don't do Valentine's. Me and my wife didn't ever do it. But she happened to buy me like a white chocolate cocoa black heart and she gave it to me that morning.
White chocolate? Can you just go back? A white chocolate cocoa black heart.
Cocoa black's like a brand. Chocolate bland? Bland.
On Valentine's Day.
A chocolate bland. And she gave me a little, it was just like, she just must have gone past the shop, so she saw it there. She knows I like white chocolate, so she gave it to me.
Sorry, do you really like white chocolate? You're so basic.
What?
It's not even chocolate.
What do you mean?
It's not chocolate.
I like white chocolate.
It is chocolate.
It's not chocolate. There's no cocoa in it. There's no chocolate in it. It's just vanilla and milk.
Okay.
Sorry, I just have to like...
Really? Yeah. Like not chocolate? Like it's not officially chocolate?
Sorry, it's embarrassing for you, but you just like...
I like Top Deck. That's got chocolate.
Oh, and Top Deck. Yeah, do you remember when people used to have Top Deck hair? Remember that was a fad in the like 2000s, I think?
Yeah, yeah. It was a bit in the Super
Top
Bowl
Deck
too.
Is actually pretty good. I won't lie. Yeah, that's nice.
Half chocolate.
Anyway,
half
so your wife got you a little special chuggy heart.
Yeah, yeah. And I thought, look, I'm not going to do anything spectacular. And I really didn't. I went to the local corner shop on the way home and I got her a heart ice cream. You know, the streets.
Yeah.
Streets,
oh, how original. That's nice. Yeah, really.
And but she loves them. Like, she always goes on about these Have a Hearts and how she used to love them when I was a kid. I was always like, no, I like the Streets one. But she goes, no, the Peters one. They're like different brands.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I got her this and she was just like, no, oh, you know me. You know me. So my $4 ice cream. Just
wow, that's all you need. That's all you need.
I didn't know there was two different types of hearts.
It used to be. The Streets ones are discontinued. But well, I used to like them better.
She's like, you knew. I'm like, well, the other one's discontinued. It was only one. I didn't really know.
I guess it's like, it's interesting because why a heart-shaped ice cream? It's obviously nothing to do with Valentine's Day. But like it just continued on. But then I guess all ice cream shapes are just this weird sort of either phallic looking or...
Cowboys.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Phallic.
Why don't we have... they're quite phallic or they're just kind of like a weird oval or rectangle. Like,
I mean, we've got mouths which fit things. And ice boxes made to fit.
We've really gone and done it again.
Yeah.
We have somehow...
3.5 minutes in.
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, Valentine's
we're
Day.
All in the studio together. Maybe we're just overexcited to see each other's faces.
Yeah. This is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're here together.
We are here together. It's...
The air purifier's pumping.
Yeah, we're here together and happy to see each other. Just don't want any germs.
No, don't touch. I won't lick the microphone.
Ooh, yeah, I'll try not to. Mm. Gabby is well known for licking microphones. And I think the last time you did it, you were off like for 2 weeks.
2 weeks. I'm not even joking. I accidentally licked the microphone. I was getting overexcited and I was off for 2 weeks sick.
Mm.
Yeah. This will be the death of me if I get sick from this show.
No,
I will, that's it.
Don't say it.
No, I won't.
You've run out of sick leave anyway, so
you can't use it. It's true. It's very nice to be back. I think the Zoom is the death of me now. Like, I can't handle it anymore.
Yeah.
The delayed, my jokes don't run very well. You speak over me, Mick. Like, it's just a nightmare. Not that you're going to stop doing that, but it's so nice. The dynamic is huge. I'm really excited.
I'm excited too. Welcome to 2022.
Or 2021, as I said.
2020 or 2020.2, as I've heard people say it.
Yeah. Mm. If you had, you know, 2021 wasn't great, we'll just allow you to relive it this year.
Yep.
So it's just deferred till next.
Done.
And speaking of new things, we're still new into this year as a show, and we're going to try new things. We've got the new intro. Might not be testing well. We've got, we're trying, yeah, just different things.
We're opening our relationship up and we're just trying new things. Yeah. We're exploring.
We're exploring.
And everyone's consenting and feels safe and excited about it.
Yeah.
Wait, is this an open relationship? Actually, I have three other podcasts. Well,
exactly.
Prior to us going to air today, we were discussing how many shows Mick is on.
Yeah.
How many shows are you on altogether?
We didn't talk about that pre-opening of our relationship. You need boundaries and rules when you open a relationship. You didn't do that, so I'm shocked.
I sort of knew. I had an inkling.
Yeah.
Look at him.
You always just know. Not gonna,
yeah, look at him.
Very handsome man. He's going to be going around on other shows.
Oh. Yeah, well, I thought it was an open relationship, guys. I just didn't know that we were exclusive.
All right.
Also, you're getting paid for work, which is also naughty.
Yeah.
Yes, new things.
You run us through what you do.
Oh, I've got like four things. Like four. The tuck shop. There's a tuck shop and Across the Park. Two amazing 2SCR shows.
Yes.
On Sundays, tuck shop.
Yes, it is on Sundays at 6 p.m. 6, yeah. And I do a French podcast where basically I'm presenting French music to an Australian audience.
Mm-hmm.
And I really just massacre the French language. It's great fun.
Do you speak French on this show?
No, not at all. I can't speak French. Do you really think you speak French?
I was about to be completely shocked and wooed if you could speak French. That would be quite a revelation.
No, I talk like this and I say French words and then say them all wrong.
It sounds like a very niche and unique podcast.
Yeah.
But it's some
so it's not really for French audience. It's not Australian music for French audiences.
No, it's
sorry,
French
it's
music
other way around.
For Australian audiences. And then it's being played on a few community stations around the country and online and trying to promote French music in Australia.
Okay. It sounds right up my parents' alley. I'm not going to lie. They're going to love that.
It's called What the France?
Oh! So how can someone listen to it?
You go to whatthefrance.org. And
it's got its own website.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I've been doing this show for 5 years and have a website. We hardly use Instagram.
Did you make that website?
No. I'm working for a French cultural business company that is promoting French music in Australia.
Sounds like propaganda.
She went from loving it to just like totally hating it.
It's like 5 seconds. French propaganda. I don't know about this. It sounds dodgy. It's not, like some sort of like spy situation. I don't know.
Don't call me the Manchurian candidate. I didn't know what that meant until I looked it up yesterday. But you know.
No, you lost me. I just laughed.
Politics, Gab.
It's a movie.
ScoMo.
It's a movie. Oh, you're talking about the submarines?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Moving on.
I do one other one, just like a guest review spot for new albums on something called Press Play.
And that's
like
cool. We've had enough of this. This is ridiculous.
I haven't finished. You asked me a question. I was just referring to it.
All right. Well, welcome.
I'm getting jealous.
Welcome to the one show that doesn't talk about music, Mick.
Yeah.
Where you can relax and just.
Well, I do have a lot more passions than music. Sport is my other
actually,
passion.
Later on the show, we will be talking about some music.
Okay, yes. Again.
So
we will.
Sit tight, Mick.
But first, we're going to try something new. Now, do we have an actual title for this segment?
So, instead of what we just did, which was to try and prevent us talking shit for the first 10 minutes, which we'll never be able to do, it looks like, I thought we could come up with a way to sort of shorten that.
Structure the shit.
Structure and format this podcast in some way. And live show, don't let us forget. We are live right now. A friend of mine does this. It's a little game where, thanks Daisy and Nick, by the way, I've just rebranded and stolen your game, where during lockdown they were like, what's your rose, thorn and banana of the week? And so you just give short answers or a couple of sentences about the best, the worst and the surprise of your week. So we've rebranded it. Goal, so the best thing of your week, the own goal, which is obviously terrible, the worst part of your week. And the streaker, which is the surprise, you know, when the streaker comes on the field with their bits dangling, that's a surprise. It's a nice surprise, could be a slightly bad surprise, it could be whatever.
Mm.
So we're trying to do this.
Okay.
And we're going to do this every week.
Yep.
Just to shorten the shit chat at the beginning, you know.
I feel like this is going to make it even longer.
Yeah,
we're going to have even less sport.
And we'll never talk about sport, which has kind of always been my goal.
I see where we're going.
I've just named it, I've given it a sporty name, segment name, just so you guys are hooked.
Yeah, you got us.
But anyway, let's start off. Joel, what was your goal, best, own goal, worst, surprise streaker of the week?
All right. Well, my goal was I'm moving, so I have to move house.
Yeah.
My partner and I weren't given much time.
No.
And looking for someone to live in Sydney is very difficult. And then it just happened to fall into our lap. So we're in a complex and the unit sort of opposite us opened up. We went and we applied and we waited a few days and then bang, we got the okay. Oh. And so...
So you're moving how far? Like
we're moving...
Meters? A couple of hundred meters.
Yeah. Less. Five? Wow. 5 meters?
We need like a sting.
From one gate to another.
Very good.
Thank you.
That is a score.
That is a huge score.
Yeah.
That sounds like you tripped over when you were moving.
Okay. So own goal through the week.
Which is bad. Not good.
So this is something that is not good. Mm. I was at home and it was getting kind of late and I was like, I want to put my pajamas on. So I went to run upstairs, tripped on a step and somehow sliced my toe.
Oh, it's not carpet.
It's not carpet. No, no, no. Oh, no. And it has like on each step, there's like right on the edge is like grip, but the underside of the grip is
metal.
Yeah. And so I've hit something. And so that was really bad.
Wait, were you in your jammies at this time or were you naked?
No, I had like just clothes on.
Just clothes.
Just regular clothes.
Well, because it would be a massive own goal if you were naked and then you tripped up the stairs and then you stubbed your toe. Like, that's quite embarrassing for you.
Yeah. I'm picturing that now. No? Yeah. It's a huge own goal.
It's a huge own goal. So is your toe okay?
It's still a bit sore. It was about a week ago now and it's still a bit sore. But it's fine. It's all good. And so for my streaker.
Which is the surprise of the week.
The surprise of the week was maybe not so much of a surprise, but my dog, Raffy, turned one through the week.
Mm-hmm. Surprise, I age.
Yeah, that bit was... Actually, none of this is really a surprise, but it is an odd story is that we spent lots of money on him.
Oh.
He got little beds.
Oh.
And lots of little toys.
Ooh, my boy.
Which he loved all of. But... just wanted a stick from outside. And that's all he wanted.
Oh.
That was his favorite thing.
Yep. That'll teach you.
Lots of money on a dog who just wants a stick from outside.
That's like kids, you know? They just want the box that the toy comes in.
Exactly. And the box, he just loved the box.
Do you guys like the bed? Do you guys like the toy? It's really about how...
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's fine.
We do. Definitely. All right. I was the first person to do that.
Wow,
I don't know how I feel.
No, you're good. I can see it. I can see it.
Okay.
You're glowing.
Gabby's turn.
My turn. Okay. Goal of the week. Good thing. Great thing. I bought a new tennis racket.
Hmm.
Full upgrade. And has taken my below average tennis game to above average. Like, quite quickly.
What color is your racket?
It's black and orange. It's sexy AF.
Ooh.
It's actually called Radical, which I didn't realize
what's
until
the brand?
Is it
head?
Is it Radical?
No, it's Radical S, I think. It was a little bit embarrassing because my friend pointed it out and was like, "Oh no!" And they just keep they just call
rad.
Me. Yeah, that's true. They just keep calling me Radical, and I'm like, "Damn it!" But it really has changed that my like instantly like hit better.
Oh.
Yeah, incredible.
Do you think it's because of the strings are like brand new too?
Yeah, it's brand new strings. But yeah. I mean, look, I'm going to disclose it. I paid $200 for this racket.
That's all right.
It's like, you know, intermediate range. Mm-hmm. You can spend much, 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 much more.
So you're not going to be smashing it when you miss a point then?
Definitely not. Although I would love to do that just in a social game of like mixed tennis.
Take like a crappy old bracket and just smash it and be like, what are you doing?
That's actually a great, great little prank. The own goal of the week. Oh my God. Driving down south about an hour in, drinking my ice, like a large iced coffee.
Mm.
Went to go reach back to get something. Uh-oh. Knocked the whole large coffee out. Went down onto the passenger side on the floor and I was going down a big windy hill. You know that windy hill to Wollongong?
Yeah.
It was literally just like a sprinkler, just like spinning and just the whole coffee was just swimming on the bottom of the car.
Oh, no.
It was so... bad.
And you can't do anything. You can't
There's nothing.
Stop there.
There's nothing. You I could. And every time I was break, because it's windy steep, so you brake, It was just sloshing everywhere. It went all over me.
Does your whole car smell like coffee now?
Oh yeah, it smells like coffee. I haven't even tried to attempt to clean
really?
It. You know when you're just like
still there?
Yeah, I'm just like maybe it'll sort itself out. It's probably just dried now. It's been so hot. Can you imagine?
Oh,
it was oat milk though, so not milk, cow milk, which could be quite sticky. Sure. The streaker of the week, so the surprise of the week, I figured this out. TikTok is the pits, but also has this is quite funny, is the pits. Also has I've learnt so much from TikTok.
Uh-oh.
So I found out that if you put a straw underneath your armpit and you blow, it makes the best fart noises you've ever heard in your life. And I was like, no.
What better than, you know? Oh.
Yes. Way better than that.
I can't do it. I've done it for like years. I can't do it.
I'm actually so sad that I didn't bring straw in with me to show you. But I showed my mother-in-law, who's 60. I literally just walked up to her and I said, can I just show you something? Put the straw underneath her arm, blew. I don't think I've ever seen someone cry so hard in their life because it was such a shock. But it's a great party trick.
Yeah.
Don't do it to babies because it's really startling and they cry. That's my only piece of advice.
Wow.
Yeah.
TikTok good for something, eh?
Yeah. Mm. Birds also have ears. Didn't know that.
Birds have ears.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah. How else are they going to hear?
Did you know that?
I presumed they did. I didn't know where they are.
I mean, they make noises towards each other.
I know, but like if you ever just Google and look what the bird's ears look like, it is quite frightening. Anyway, that's another thing. Mick, goal, own goal, streaker.
Right. It's been a pretty good week, pretty busy week. And I guess without wanting to talk about more things that I do outside of here, one of the most exciting things that happened this week is that I don't have...
Wait, is this your goal? You need to be specific.
This is my goal. This is my good thing of the week. I have two passes in my control for this year that will get me into every NRL and AFL game.
Oh, boy.
For the whole year.
Oh, boy.
I can just walk in to any NRL and AFL game.
Did you snuggle up to get those?
And just wave my pass and get it in. How exciting. I mean, the season's at the start. We're going to talk about it here. And I can just rock up. I can just like, you know how like, was it Mr. Bean walks around with that pass, like backstage or whatever, just showing everyone? No, Waynesville, backstage pass. Way backstage pass.
Oh dear.
I can just do that.
How many chocolate hearts did you give out to get that?
So that's, for me, is really, very exciting because, you know, I love going to the footy, but, you know, you're always like, you know, costs, you know, 20, 30 bucks a game or whatever. But now you can just rock up and just go.
Wait, so do you have AAA all access?
Pretty much. Like, whoa. Media passes will get you in.
Hell yeah.
To anywhere. You can go to the press conferences Big Daddy. Afterwards as well.
Wow. Sounds so boring, that press conference. So boring.
No, but you can ask across the park questions.
Well, you know, who knows what we could get out of this. We'll see.
Just ask them what their goal, own goal, and streak of the week
was. Yes!
What are your
thoughts? You obviously listen to Across the Park.
What are your thoughts on the new intro? Yeah. Is it cutting through?
My own goal right now is the bad thing, and this week has been hectic, and one of my work colleagues got COVID, and we all know what that means when you're short-staffed and you're like, got to pick up the slack. Mm. This guy who got COVID, he does the 5 a.m. shift every Ooh. Day. So here I am trying to cover these 5 a.m. shifts with people who don't like doing 5 a.m. shifts, including myself. And I got up at 5 a.m.
You just need to be careful when
morning.
You say shifts because it definitely shifts. Sounds like 5 a.m. shits.
Yeah, well.
No. Those aren't good
one?
Either.
No, they're not great, especially when you're trying to get in for 5 a.m. So I've been up since 5 a.m., guys, and I'm really like just hitting the end.
Nah.
I'm rat. I can't do it. I don't know how people get up that time every single day.
No.
But I did get up 3 minutes before the alarm was supposed to go off. How does the body know that? I just don't know.
Whoa.
It just knows. Like you can tell, you know, some people can do that. Like, and just tell your brain, okay, wake up at 7:28, and then they just wake up at 7:28.
No, I don't believe it.
It does. People do it. My streaker moment was a very exciting moment yesterday when, 7 o'clock in the morning, I get a message saying there's a secret gig at Frankie's tonight.
Ooh,
you got to be there. And bear in mind that I had to get up at 5 a.m. this morning, but there was a secret gig last night at Frankie's, and I was just like, I have to go. I can't not go to this gig.
Wait, it's tonight?
Well, no, it was the other night.
Oh, sorry.
Because I got up.
Wait, who was it?
The Hard-Ons.
Excuse me?
The Hard-Ons, the band, like seminal, classic, you know, amazing Australian punk rock band who have been around for like 30, 40 years. Mm. And they've got a new lead singer now for the last album, Tim Rogers from UMI.
Oh, wow.
So Tim Rogers was fronting the Hard-Ons at Frankie's with like small crowd Wednesday night. It was just amazing. Like, I know live music. And it was like Tim Rogers was like, dance, sing, go crazy, everyone. And everyone just went for it.
Oh, my God, fun.
Because from today, you can sing and dance. Mm. And this is just like 2 days ago. So, like, yeah, they didn't care anymore. So, it's just like, go for it. And it was just like, ah, the best. So, that was my surprise of the weekend. It was a very nice surprise. And I'm excited because live music coming back.
Yeah. Very exciting. Yeah. Fantastic.
Sorry to bring music into it again, guys.
That's okay.
It's okay. That's fine. Sport and music collide.
Mm. All right. We've... call us. What did you think of that segment?
1-800.
Did it work?
Across the park.
Slide into our DMs.
Please.
At @across_the_park.
Yep.
Let us know.
Yeah, please. We might even put a thing on the Instagram and you can tell us.
I mean, we can make it much shorter, you know.
We probably will.
Nick does go, and I probably do too.
I know I did.
Yep.
Do we? We all did.
The thing is, we love to talk about ourselves. So.
Yeah, that's right.
And now we're all going to pick a sport, right?
Sure.
Okay. This is the new thing.
Yep.
No, it's not forever.
We're all bringing in a sport every week to talk about.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's happened in the week?
Yeah.
I love how we're talking about our show, trying to produce our show while people are listening.
We're just such noobs.
Anyway, if you're still listening.
Mm.
Sorry. Do you want me to go first?
Please.
Okay, I will. Just give me a sec as I bring it up. I will do cricket. Because the T20 series is happening, Australia versus Sri Lanka.
Yes.
It's a 5-game series. I feel like now that the Ashes is over and footy's getting very close to starting, probably people aren't watching
as much. At the cusp of not caring about cricket anymore. So
yeah,
it's at
that
time.
Point where...
I know Gabby doesn't care at all.
Yeah,
I'm
literally people like, who don't researching care like Gabs, what I'm going to have for dinner again.
don't care like Gabs. It doesn't matter. But people who like... both cricket and NRL are like, well, trials are going to start now, so I don't know if I care so much. But still, it is on. And on Tuesday night, Australia took an unbeatable 3-0 lead of the 5-game series. I'm not sure if I said that already. So, yes, it was I think the first three games were in Sydney. The third game was played down in Canberra.
Yes, Manuka.
Manuka Oval. And Australia just won by 6 weeks. It was too easy.
It was a bit hard because all the Canberra Conway people were in there, like trying to bat. No, I didn't want to bring that up. But, you know, they were in Canberra.
Think of that.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
I mean, I would much rather they would have interrupted the cricket than they did the Lifeline Book Fair. How unfortunate.
Oh, my God. That is ridiculous.
Agreed.
Kane Richardson, Ashton Agar, both standouts in this game. But there was a really wild ball by Mitch Stark who bowled. It was towards the end of the game. And so, Gab, as a cricketer, you want to bowl from your stumps where you're bowling to the other stumps.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You really want to hit them. That's sort of your goal.
Yeah.
He's put it so far to the left and in the air, the batter just watched it go. It was so... It went so far, it went past everyone and went all the way to the boundary. Like,
what?
It was the widest ball anyone had ever seen. It was
ridiculous.
A no ball to begin with because it was so far away and so high. I think what had happened was he was just going to try a slower ball. He's a fast bowler. He's going to try and slower ball. It might have been a bit damp. It's Canberra. It's cold as it gets towards nighttime. And he just slipped out.
So what happens then? Do you... just start again?
No, you can't. It's a no ball, so they get a run for
you don't get to play cricket anymore.
Sri Lanka get a run for the no ball. They get four runs because it hit the boundary, and then they get a free hit because it was
I mean, that literally would be me every time I played cricket.
Yeah. So, anyway, two more games to go. One tonight and one on Sunday, both at the MCG.
Nice.
Very good.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye. I just want to recap on the Super Bowl because...
Cool.
I never watched the Super Bowl, not interested, but this year, oh my God, the halftime show was literally my 2005 iPod on shuffle. It was so good. Like, I sat there, put it on the screen, and I watched it twice. Mm. And if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. It's Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, Kendrick Lamar.
Dr. Dre.
Sorry, it was really Dr. Dre's show that he collected all of these posse. Yeah. And then... the biggest surprise, my boy, 50 Cent, coming out
upside down
because that's his original video clip into Club is him upside down. I mean, he looks much different, but he did very well. But it was the most boring game.
Was it? It was like one of the best, like, well, I mean, I didn't watch it live,
sorry,
but I've gone back and watched it, but it's one of the most exciting Super Bowls in like recent memory.
Yeah, I didn't watch the game, but I did watch the
highlights,
highlights because I love...
Highlights?
Oh, no, sorry, I'm talking as I'm doing something. Didn't watch the highlights either. I watched the halftime show.
Oh,
because
did you get goosebumps?
I wouldn't say goosebumps, like, I love, like, I'm a gangster from way back. You can tell. I know you guys think that, and you... But
oh, gee.
This is like... Yeah. Awesome for me. So watching all these artists.
Well, it was a mix of generations as well. It was like 90s and then it was like early 2000s. So these generations of like people, I mean, there would have been so many young people going, what is this song? Like,
yeah.
What is in the club?
Yeah. I think. Oh,
hey, hey.
That's probably all we're allowed to play.
But it's really interesting with the halftime show history. So it's been going, like the Super Bowl has been happening since like the 1960s, and they used to just have college marching bands playing.
Yeah.
And then in like late 90s, they got Michael Jackson and they realized the big pool that they could get. And now it's like the biggest music history that you can play as an artist. It's like one of the biggest things you can do as an artist. And you actually have to foot most of the bill. It can be really expensive.
You but know, Michael Jackson wanted to rename it the Thriller Bowl.
They
wouldn't let him.
But there's like 115 million people that like tune in to these things. But this is what I hate about American football. This is probably why I think it's boring, is because it's stop start and then there's like 100 billion commercials. There's actually minimal time of them actually playing
but
the
commercials
game.
Are great too.
Well, for the Super Bowl, yes. But American football also just has a lot of commercials. But also just the game is so stop-start without it. But it was so good just for the halftime show. Hot, that's going to be on the top for sure. Also, all the celebrity watching. There is a lot of celebrities in the crowd, which is also very fun.
Well, it was in LA.
It's in LA. And that's why it was so good that Dr. Dre, you know, was the guy doing it. But yeah. It was the Rams that took it out. The Cincinnati Bengals.
Bengals, like a Bengal tire. Bengals?
I think it's Bengal.
Bengals that you wear.
I'm walking on sun. Oh, no, it's
the Bengals.
23-20, though. It was tight. It was very tight, which was good. But then I some of the stuff that these guys do, I'm just like.
We can discuss this off air, Gabby.
Okay. We're running out of time. Go, Mick. Your turn.
Okay.
Go, Mick.
Well, Winter Olympics about to wrap up. Australia's had a pretty damn good Winter Olympics.
Like so good.
Our best
really
ever
great.
In
so like, good.
You know, we've had a few things not go our way, but then surprises, and the best surprise is Jackie Narricot silver in the skeleton.
Oh.
The best event
in the whole
Winter Olympics. Going 130 kilometres an hour down a friggin' ice track.
Frightening.
Face first with about 10 centimetres between your head and the ice. Anyway, she have four runs down a 1.2 kilometer track. She just nailed it. Like, really so good. It's amazing to watch. And you just steer with your shoulders and you put your toe on the track.
It
and,
is insane.
And
it's so scary to watch.
I would love to talk about it more because I've been researching it, like, for days. But we're running out of time. But it's very...
He talked about cricket.
you have
to watch the video. It's an incredible highlight reel of her winning. It's so emotional. Her family's watching.
And cool stat is that her uncle is the first Australian to compete in both the Summer and Winter Olympics.
Wow.
Yeah, that's just a cool little fact. But yeah, well done to the Aussies at the Winter Olympics.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Very
good. All right. So upcoming things for people to watch out for.
There's a really good reality show on Netflix called Cheer, and it's about cheerleaders, and it's so good.
Okay.
Right.
Anything?
I've
NRL trials start this weekend. If you have any sort of subscription to a
KO,
say it. You can watch the trials. I think are all on there.
Footy's back, nearly.
Footy's back. Actually, that went way quicker than I thought. Oh. So, do you want a game?
You got a question?
Yeah, sure. In seconds, how long has this show got to go?
Oh my god!
10.
Nine, eight.
Is that right?
Keep going.
So, well, no. Was I wrong?
No.
I mean, we're going down.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Stay sporty.
Actually, we've still got like 45 seconds.
Oh, seriously?
Oh, my God.
So, how is everyone?
No!
I've got more skeleton stats.
Yeah, go.
You've got 30 seconds. Just go your skeleton stats. We'll say bye. Bye, everyone. And you just go.
I also looked up to see how many people have been hurt in winter sports. And more people have died snowboarding than they have doing skeleton. So, that's a good stat to know. And when you do skeleton, when you learn it, you start at the bottom.
That's a terrible stat to know. It's awful.
For the snowboarders,
you're probably right. Yeah, it's like.
But just people say, look, it looks so scary, but it's actually not as bad as some other sports. The end.
The end. I'm assuming we're going to edit this.
Not a chance. Any more?
No, that'll do.
Okay, I'll just fade us out.